starting today and then running for the next 31 days, we're going to be going through this time of praise. I don't know what your schedule is going to be, but you're going to find it best, I think, if you set a proper time every day, the same time every day when you do this. That way you won't forget to do it. Our plan's this. You have the devotional book, and so I would encourage you in the morning when you get up, before too far into the day, read that. If you wait to too far in the day, what will happen is it'll be nighttime before you read it. So if you could pull it out, read it early in the daytime, you'll have to make a little bit of time. But it's very short, and it won't take you long. And then we're going to be sending you an email every day. And with that email, what we would like you to do is to read over the scriptures. Each one of the daily segments has quite a few scriptures with it. And you can read the scriptures and see how they pull the different segments from it. And then if there's time in your day, maybe at night before you go to bed, if you could read it again, that will just cement again those concepts within your mind. Let me give you some thoughts about this as we get ready to get started. There's a passage in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And there are a lot of people that are trying to find out God's will for their life, and they forget that in the Scriptures there are several things that are said it's God's will to do. And one of the things that I think is always good to do is follow the clear ones. Then you can ask about the other ones. But one of these is every time you meet up with something in life, you're to give thanks and praise. What if it's bad? Well, what does the verse say? It doesn't say in some things give thanks. It says in how many things? Everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So you may be having a lousy day when you are reading through one of these. That's okay. You keep on going with it. To give thanks when you don't feel like it is not hypocrisy. There are a lot of things that we do that we don't feel like, right? If you have been a mother, you know there are a number of things you do that you don't feel like, right? If you've been a dad, you know that there are a lot of things that your wife does that you don't feel like. And then sometimes you have to do it, and you see why you don't like it. Everybody has stuff at work, everything at some time goes wrong in our life, and we need to give thanks even when we don't feel like it. And that's okay. It's not hypocrisy. You do a lot of things you don't feel like doing. Paul had his life a rough time. He writes in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, this statement in chapter 6. In tribulations, this is how he lived his life. In tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, as dying, and yet behold we live, as chastened, yet we are not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. So, if he is rejoicing and giving thanks to the Lord in the midst of all the stuff that he went through, that's part of life for us who are believers. We're to give thanks in everything. Now, God gives us help. A wonderful thing is he provides for us the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God moves into our life. Jesus called him the Helper. He said the Father would send him in Jesus' name, and he would teach us and help us in all the things that we face in life. And so you may need his help one day to do that. That's okay. Ask him for help, and then move into this time of praise. The Scripture says this in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18 and 20. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. So we know that's part of the job of us is to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I want you to be filling me today. The fact the language of that it was written in, it says, be continually filling up with the Holy Spirit. So you constantly are going to the Lord saying, Lord, I just need a special filling of you, need you to have control of my life. And then he says, one of the results of that is giving thanks always, now this one's even harder, for all things. The one in Thessalonians was in all things. This one is in Ephesians is giving thanks for all things. How can I possibly do that? Well, we know that the Scriptures tell us that what's going to happen with even the hard stuff in our lives? God's going to turn it for our good and for His glory because we're His people. And He does that for His people. So, to give thanks when you're not feeling like it isn't hypocrisy, you know what it is? Obedience. And so we do what the Lord says and we give praise. And what you'll find is if you do that, your mind will move off the situation that's so terrible, and on to the Lord, and that will change your perspective. Now, let me give you a couple suggestions. First is this. Feel free to mark in your book. Write down maybe something that stuck out in your mind so that you, when you go back again later on, because I hope you'll go through these again in future days, you'll recognize that and can think about that. So maybe there's something good to remember. Or maybe there's something that you're reading and it's really hard to apply it. You're reading that and go, oh boy, that doesn't really fit me. I mean, you could say, how can I thank the Lord for that? Because we all have different situations taking place in our life. And yet if it's Scripture, we ought to do what God says, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to have those hard places. When you meet those, you need to, if you have hard place, write down that you're having a hard time with that particular phrase. And then go and read the Scriptures for the day and ask the Lord to help you. You might pray like this, Lord, this issue bothers me. By your Holy Spirit, please work in me so that I may be as you say in your word. Because we want to be conformed to what the Lord says. So if you're having trouble with it, ask Him to help you. It's okay. Don't hide those things. Recognize those things and go before the Lord and ask Him for His help. So we're going to read, then you're going to read the Scripture, and then if you have time in the day, go back and read the other. So I want to pray for us as we get started in this. Would you join with me as we pray? Lord, we want to step out on this quest today. It's a unique situation for us because we've not done this kind of thing before. But we would like to ask for your help because we know it's going to be real easy to skip days because our lives are very, very full. We know it's going to be real easy to bypass this, but we don't want to do that. So Lord, I'd like to ask that by your Spirit you would work in all of us to fortify us that we might be able to accomplish this quest of coming before you for these next 31 days in praise, lifting our hearts above our situation, lifting our eyes to you, and seeking your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we go through this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'd like for you to read. I don't know if you've done the first one today. I haven't done the first one today, so I'm going to read it with you today. Would you join with me in reading it? We're going to go through it. So all of you who can read, you can join with us. And those of you who can't read yet, you can just listen. All right, so let's read this together. Here we go. My heart rejoices in you, Lord, for you are my strong shelter in times of trouble and danger and stress, my hiding place to whom I may continually resort, my Father who lovingly provides for me, my Shepherd who guides and protects me, my Champion who upholds my cause as His child and defends my highest interest, my Bridegroom who delights in me, my God who is mighty to save, who rests in His love for me and rejoices over me with singing, with shouts of joy. You are my inheritance, my share in life, the one who satisfies my longing soul and fills my hungry soul with goodness. I praise you for your love and your wisdom. You are too wise to ever make a mistake, too loving to ever do anything unkind. You act on my behalf, accomplishing what concerns me and fulfilling your purpose for me as I call on you. Thank you that you love me deeply and tenderly. You are compassionate and gracious, full of loving kindness, ready to forgive, patient, considerate, and gracious beyond all imagination. You desire my love and rejoice to do good things for me. You delight to give me the desire of my heart, and I delight myself in you. How precious is your love to me, O God. I sing for joy as I take refuge in the shadow of your wing. Well, that's some neat stuff, isn't it? And those are all things that the Lord does for us and how we ought to be in response to Him. What's one that stuck out to you? What's one that stuck out to you? Too loving to do anything unkind. It's really interesting as you see the Scripture that goes with that one. You know, the one that always sticks out with me when I read it is to say that He's my bridegroom. Because I don't think of myself as a wife. You know? I think of myself as a bridegroom. And yet, like ladies have to get used to being called the sons of God, men have to get used to being the bride of Christ. Those are all pictures that he uses to display who he fully is. And if we don't take those in, we don't fully understand who we are and who he is in relationship to that. So I hope this week, as you go through these seven different statements and then read the scriptures, that it will encourage your heart as you walk with him. Now, in your email right now, you have the scriptures all listed out for today. And so I encourage you to go home and read those. And then if you have the opportunity to read through this again before you go to bed at night, and that'll just put it stronger in your brain.